This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, David, hit the button. Let's do some football. It's week one in the NFL, David.
It is. Let's get to some bold scenarios for this season, guys. We are a couple days away from the opener against the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
So, first up, Atlanta Falcons. Michael Penix Jr. exceeds 30 touchdown passes.
No. Have you seen Bijan run? There is still a dedication to the ground game there and an offensive line that was one of the best in run blocking. He'll have a very nice year, but 30 is a big number. But I leave it to Rico.
No.
Rico wears the same hat that Michael Penix does. So please tell us.
No, I think he, not only will Bijan run touchdowns in, he may be scrambling some touchdowns in. So throwing 30, no.
Tedaroa McMillan for the Panthers will finish with over 1,000 yards receiving in his rookie year.
Yes, may have 100 catches as well. There's no wide out one there. Bryce Young's improved. He's the prototypical outside receiver at 6'4", 220. Plus, he's got a cool name. Yes.
He is the leading guy to be this year's Malik Nabers, to kind of come from nowhere and just be the man on a bad team.
Next up, everyone saw what Jahmyr Gibbs did in Ben Johnson's offense. So in Chicago, DeAndre Swift topped 1,500 yards from scrimmage.
Hard to do when you're in the hospital. No. He never stays healthy.
Okay. No, that's fair.
Go ahead. What? I didn't think it was that provocative.
I wasn't ready for that comment. But yes, David, I don't think that he's going to hit those numbers. He has to stay healthy, and that's just not his forte.
Mike, you mentioned the Bengals and their line against the Browns for week one.
Woof so to that offensive line.
Well, then that leads me to this for the Bengals. Chase Brown leads the AFC in yards from scrimmage. With the offensive line, right?
I'll buy that because of his receiving ability.
Okay.
And he's explosive. Elite Raz. He's playmaker, man. He's a rare three-down back. I'll buy that. Rico was first on Chase Brown. I hate all things Illinois, so I was late to the party. I give Rico credit on that one.
Well, I'm just saying, man, he went out there and he made plays for a bad team at the time, but he was good with his twin brother, Sidney.
So I mentioned Tedaroa McMillan getting over 1,000 yards receiving. Well, this one says for the Green Bay Packers, Matthew Golden wins Offensive Rookie of the Year. So if he gets over 1,000 with the Panthers, how many yards does Matthew Golden have to get Rookie of the Year?
I'm going to say no to it. I still think there's a lot of mouths to feed in Green Bay. They do spread the ball around. They are going to run the football a lot. I'm going to say no to Golden. Plus, Golden disappeared for long stretches in college. I'm biased towards that.
I may say yes to Golden, David, only because the Green Bay wide receivers just fall off. Every week it's just like, who's healthy, who's playing? If he can stay healthy.
I heard Jaden Reed had his foot replaced with a Lego piece.
Maybe.
Just a big yellow club.
Christian Watson.
He's dead. That's not a real person.
Right. He's not going to play to week 7.
And then he'll be hurt by week eight.
Right. So it's possible, David, that he goes out there and if he gives you 1,200 yards and eight touchdowns, that may be enough.
I would watch out for Tucker Kraft. That's the guy on that team that I think is going to get a ton of targets. He really came on last year. Young tight end, security blanket. Yeah. Who cares? Nobody asked me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I like it. Houston Texans. They have revamped their offensive line. They brought in rookie receiver Jaden Higgins. So the bold scenario here is C.J. Stroud reinserts himself into the MVP conversation.
No.
No, I.
Who's running the football?
That's a great question.
Joe Mixon's
right now. It's
I was
Chubb.
About to say, yeah, Mixon's out for first 4 weeks.
Mixon's in a coffin. Chubb is the Walking Dead. The reports out of camp have been he's not fast, athletic, and basically has no juice.
He keep him afloat until Mixon gets back?
Nah, that guy's leg is on backwards every 3 days.
He can't.
He's done. I'm not buying. I got to see that offensive line perform before I do that.
Maybe he gets into the MVP race if all of a sudden Houston just goes full 7-on-7.
The boldest thing you could say is here. Nico Collins is 1,500 yards receiving.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We're going to line up. We're going 4 and 5 wides. And you know what? Good luck. You can't cover everybody.
Hey, Tank Dell's back in 10 days, right, David?
Yeah. I hear he'll be ready by week one.
Comeback player of the year.
First guy ever to win comeback player of the year with a baseball bat as a right leg.
Bold scenario.
The guy got his leg snapped in 8 places, and David's like, no, man, he's going to be back in like 2 weeks.
Get surgery. He'll be back for the playoffs. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? His kneecap was coming ACL, out of his calf.
MCL, PCL, MLQ.
MLK.
Right.
Bold scenario for the Jags. Travis Hunter finishes in the top 5 in both offensive and defensive rookie of the year.
Duval. Yes. He's Odell Beckham Jr. Yes. I'm buying.
I think they're going to end up placing him either on one side of the ball, and that's where he's going to make his living.
Black on black crime.
I'm just saying no.
Unbelievable.
He said for both offense and defense, no.
Why can't you dream? He's special.
Because you're going to wear that kid out. This is not college. It's the NFL. It's not. There's a reason why people don't do it. It was a reason why, the certain players would play – spot duty on offense.
75% offense, 25% defense.
He may not have to do that much to be a defensive rookie of the year top 5 candidate.
Just dream.
Okay, sure.
Duval. Okay. Say it. Just say it. You'll feel better about yourself. Just say it.
Duval.
No, a little more.
How did that coach say it? Duval.
Yeah, you gotta really just Duval. It's kind of like open-ended.
Well, here goes. Duval? Here comes the black on black love.
Question mark.
For the Raiders, Geno Smith is a top 10 quarterback.
I'm walking away. This is Rico's guy.
Black love.
Geno Smith is a top 10 quarterback. You know what, David? I'm going to say yes, only because there's a sense of urgency with the Raiders. Because Pete Carroll has to get this thing turned around in the next year or two. So they're going to do everything they can to set him up to succeed. Top 10 just means he only has to be number 10 to be top 10.
Man, you love some Geno Smith.
Come close to number 10.
He loves some Geno Smith.
You asked the question, David.
Okay.
Respect my answer.
I sure did.
Ooh, he just admonished you.
Next one here. For the Chargers, Omarion Hampton finishes top 5 in the league in rushing.
Stud. Perfect system. Harbaugh, Greg Roman. I love Amarion Hampton. Yes. All in.
Top 5 in the league, though?
More black on black crime. Unbelievable.
Back to it.
No. I'm just trying to think of the running back. You got Gibbs. Saquon.
Hey, you're the one who just said, well, Geno's only got to be 10th to be top 10. Hampton's only got to be.
I'm just trying to count the 5 running backs. That's all. Sure, why not?
It's a bold take segment. It's okay to take some chances.
Sure,
Geno Smith. I don't know about Omarion Hampton. I don't know, man.
It's a rookie, man.
Come on.
It's a rookie. Geno's done it before.
All right, you're going to believe in this one. I know you will. Hey, I don't know about mine.
Why? What is this,
we've
a white
seen
guy?
Geno put up big numbers here in Detroit.
Jackson Dart starts by week 5.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, David, week 3.
Stop. That's going to be hard to do when the Giants are 2-0.
Week 3, Jackson Dart. I'm here for it.
Listen.
Goo?
I that's what I'll be saying if he starts by week three. I'm saying no to that. By the way, Jackson Dart listed as Russell Wilson's backup.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Because famous Jameis, no, he doesn't need backup duty. He just walks in the game and wins.
All right, last two
That's
here.
All he does, DJ Khaled.
The Saints end up with the number one pick, but here's the thing within it. They win just three games to do it.
It's possible. I don't have a damn nice thing to say about him.
I mean, Spencer Rattler coming out as QB1, and yeah.
And that's, yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is one where, honestly, they just have to make sure they don't tick off their fan base and win a meaningless game in like week 16 or 17 and knock themselves out of the number one pick.
Last one here. Brock Purdy at 30-1 currently wins the MVP.
Yeah, of course.
I'll quit the show.
Really?
No, there's no way.
All right. Rico, Jazzy Cat, and the Cone.
What the hell with them too? just the show's name is Rico Afternoons. We'd all walk out. It would be insufferable if he wins MVP.
Yes, it would.
How?
Come on.
What?
Brock Purdy win it? No, can't happen.
That means he's a rat, and they gave the MVP to a rat. That's with him.
Not far off.
I would say
it's actually pretty good.
That is in football today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, a couple of programming notes, and then I have just been handed a piece of information that I think warrants a little discussion. One, as we always say, there's no show that puts more football content into the ether than us. Rico with the 5-star zone, Cash the Ticket with me and Cookies. And because I'm a masochist, Kickoff with Boomer Esiason. And also now, Sunday night, since Football Night in America is a god-awful program.
Mikey, Sunday night.
Jim and I, as an extension of Cash the Ticket, will go live Sunday nights at 7:30. It's called The Football Show. Why? Because I didn't like any of the other stupid suggestions the company offered. It's called The Football Show. It's just Cash the Ticket, except me and Jim, full review of the day in football.
It's like Washington and the football team.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, oh, we'll call it the Super Duper Football Hammer. The hell we will. It's The Football Show. And it's going to be, it's basically NFL primetime. The old days.
The around the horn, not we just, got the all the juice.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. Football Thunder. No, it's The Football Show. It's on every platform, including ones I can't name. But basically, review all the games, big takeaways, and then, yeah, a preview of Sunday Night Football. Or if the Lions have played already, full review of the Lions game. If the Lions are going to play on Sunday or Monday night, full preview. Here's the best part. It's free. So whatever, you like it, God bless. You don't, screw you. So we'll go live 7:30 Sunday nights. We'll take you right into Sunday Night Football. It's free.
Okay.
Whee! Now, you've got some explaining.
Football, bring the pain.
Mike Bellini, you know what I mean, though. Like the way some of these things get named. I'm like, why does it have to have a name? It's a football show. There.
Sunday night. Not for the faint of hearts.
Center Point with Jim Costa. And I'm like, we're not doing that. Now, listen, David, you have a little bit of explaining. He has a lot. I was just told by a birdie, don't ask me who, that one Rico Lamar Beard is partaking in an activity that he hates, mocks, and has said he is above partaking. And I'm not talking about church. No.
Okay.
I am talking about something else. You're out of order. I was told.
I would come to David for that.
He's
got enough kids.
I was told you are back into fantasy football. You hate fantasy football. You've mocked my father for playing it.
No, I haven't. You guys play a different type of league that
a man's league.
No, that I actually would enjoy just sitting. I would get a sandwich and just sit there and watch the pain as you drive up prices. Because you got to do the auction league. Mike, listen, I'm doing this.
When you're man enough, you can join the league. Why don't you get your feet wet in your cute little league here? Now, what the hell is going on? You hate fantasy. Why are you playing this? You hate fantasy football. What is going on?
You're going to feel bad when I tell you.
I don't feel bad. Okay. Just explain it.
Mike, it's a group of fellas. We decided, you know what? Let's start doing some things together again. Because unfortunately, two of our guys died last year.
Okay.
So we're like, okay, you know what? Let's get together.
So it took death to bring you back to fantasy football.
No, we did it last year, but it was like I was in Vegas with you.
You were above
and
it.
And the computer picked all my players for me.
Oh, dear God.
So this year, well, no, because we were at...
I hate that type of player. Why are you...
David. Never mind. No, David, you've been to Vegas before, right? So Mike had this dinner planned out. So I'm thinking I can get some reception. I couldn't. And... By the time I logged on, the draft was done in 10 minutes because nobody could log on. So the computer picked everybody's team.
Oh, God. Rico That's drafted awful. Rob Baronis. He's dead.
Right. I'm
Three
like,
kickers.
Right. So, yeah, thank God for Jordan Mason because I was like, okay, I got nothing. So this year we're going to take the time. We're going to actually do it the correct way. And, yeah, so... I'm doing fantasy for the...
But do you know what the hell you're doing?
Yes, I know. You draft kickers first, right?
Take it easy. Here's the question I have. Look, I have said this.
Is LaDainian Tomlinson still a thing?
Yes. You should take him first. I only still play this one league because of my father.
Right.
Like, it's just... I got him into fantasy football 20 years ago. He likes it way more than me. But it's something we do together. And, like, it's important. So I do it. But it's the one league. Would I still play fantasy football if not for my dad? No, I wouldn't. But my question was this. Now, you're back into it.
Right.
It's a shame it took death to get you
and
back
into
it.
And it's the only shame league on that I'm in.
The point I'm making is, how do you think sports betting has just assassinated fantasy football?
Yeah.
So no one, because here's what I can't figure out. there's still a big market for it. It doesn't, like, no one in my life, like, this one league I play, that's it. But, like, there's still a lot of people who play. Look at all the fantasy, like, the products that are out there. The look at the podcast.
But see, I think, Mike, people play for the same reason for me or you.
Death?
It's just being with a group of guys or people that you like, and it's that one thing that you can kind of set your life apart, and you can go back to reliving your days when you were carefree and family-free, where you could just have fun.
The days before sports betting were much more fun. Because you didn't know all the lines.
No, but
your fantasy team was your bet for the week. It was exciting.
But, Mike, I don't think fantasy is for that hardcore. I got to win the league. I think fantasy is just more for the stories and just going up against your buddies and for bragging rights. Yes, if you win the title, great. But I think it's more of just the camaraderie of just, okay, I'm playing David this week, so I'm doing everything I can to beat David, and we see what happens.
I also have to win the league. I'm not playing if I'm not trying to win the league.
But you don't play.
I do.
What the hell is going on?
I have a league draft tomorrow.
Hey, he's judging us and he plays.
I drafted on
Saturday.
I'm
judging you because the two of you hyenas have sat here and told me how above it all you are, and you make fun of the fact I do something nice for my father.
No.
And now I find out the two of you are back in the mix.
See, here's the thing.
Kenny?
No.
Lies.
Big G is a saint, okay?
Big
G is a saint, and you should do everything you can for that.
And that's why I do it.
Okay.
But when I, David talks down to people just like he does at church. Oh,
stop.
You and that stupid fantasy league. I'm like, but David, it's for my dad. Yeah, F your dad. Thanks, David.
Oh, no, dude.
Thanks.
The fact that how you drove Costa to be penniless, but then he got the last
word.
That's
amazing, isn't it?
Because Saquon ended up winning the whole thing.
I can't help. I was the only one with the gumption to do what I did.
And then he took a victory. Like, yeah, how smart was Mikey last year? Like, well, I guess.
Well, first of all, I had a bunch of injuries. Jim drafted a really good team. Jim's a very smart guy. But it's like, yeah, there's a lot of luck to fantasy, and he got very lucky.
Yes, it is. Yes, Christian McCaffrey. I hate him.
Yeah,
okay,
then
he got hurt for me.
Kenny, do you still play or you don't?
I haven't played in like a decade. I haven't played in a very long time. I used to be in like three different leagues at one point in my life, but I haven't played. Most people have moved apart or grown in different places in their adult life that I used to play with. So, no, I haven't played in a long, long time.
Okay, no, I'm asking.
But you're correct, yes, because why do you think I like Tim Patrick so much? He made me money off anytime touchdowns. That's the perfect thing. Right. Mike, he's sitting there at like plus 1,100. You know what? Give me a Tim Patrick touchdown and touchdown. Boom.
Let me ask this question. Is fantasy football still a thing for you guys? Like, or has it been, A, you just grew out of it? I don't know if that's the right term. Or did sports betting take it away? I don't know. I have my one league and I do it for a very specific reason. I would be out of it. Look, my main thing is this. I got to watch the games anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch everything because I'm a masochist and I do all these different NFL products. The point is...
I think we're going to install a TV in your tombstone.
And you should.
Just so you don't miss it.
It should play all Giants lowlights right in the center.
Just so you don't miss anything.
Right in the center of the gravestone. It should be all Giants lowlights.
No. Hook the satellite dish up right there. There we go.
Oh, look, it's DeSean Jackson returning a punt for the win. 248-539-9797. Well, do you need help?
I mean,
uh-oh.
Just like,
when is your draft?
Tonight. Right after the show.
Is it at the Founders Club?
No, it is not at the Founders
Club. So this isn't a secret society league?
This isn't a secret society
league. Damn it.
This is open.
I was so hoping this was going to be at like some off-brand speakeasy or something. You and your founders.
You would have to need to know the secret password.
Yeah, your sayings, your hand gestures.
Then the knock. Yes.
Ridiculous. David, ticket text.
This is my league's 17th year in fantasy football. We love it. Always a great time, except when the injury bug bites. Got to have those bragging rights. That's Dave from South Lyon.
That's the thing that has wrecked fantasy football. Because NFL now, players die every 10 minutes. Yeah. At least, 15, 20 years ago. You drafted Priest Holmes, you were getting 17 games.
Well, see, that's just it. Like, do you still take a running back first? Because back then it was like you take the best running back, and it was like, yeah.
Yeah, and you pray. That's your strategy now.
It seems like I want to take a quarterback or a wide receiver because...
Number one pick overall would probably be Jamar Chase.
Yep, I can see that, yep.
Right, so that's why I'm like, do you take the quarterback? Do you take the
wide? You're sure it's not a Founders League?
I promise you.
Damn it.
This is not a Founders
League. All right. Everyone all crested up, drafting their imaginary players, secret handshakes. David, go ahead.
Thursday night football killed fantasy football for me. Just too many days to organize my lineup. Can't do it anymore. Wow.
Noted.
I mean, I used to do this for 20 years. Dan Miller was in the league with me back in the day.
Oh, before you became an elitist.
Well, Dan Miller, all of a sudden, hey, touchdown Detroit black guy.
I still wish he dropped that during a Lions game. That'd be incredible. 2-4-8-5-3-9.
Dan, what did you just say?
You heard me, Lomas. Congrats to you. Touchdown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so for the first time in a long time, I'm going to be playing fantasy football. Actually have a draft. I played last year, but through a quirk in the computer, ended up drafting everybody's team because none of us could get access. So need a little bit of advice, what to do, what not to do. It's been a while since I've done this. Because, yeah, I normally just I do the anytime touchdowns. That's throw a couple in a parlay and collect big.
Yeah, listen, I just had to ask the question. It was a breaking news thing. We did college football. We've done the Lions breaking with the Parsons news. Thing. That was breaking news. I think it's something sadly that's dying. I think there was an innocence to it. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
It's easy. The sports betting thing, I think, has just railroaded it. But there's still plenty of people who play. But it does seem to be something that's just kind of...
Because if you play fantasy football and you won, you had bragging rights. Now with this, if you just did the anytime touchdowns, you could brag upon your 5-touchdown parlay you had last week and... Fantasy, I got to wait till week 18 to get paid or 17 to get paid.
Yeah.
I can get paid, you know, putting Jahmyr Gibbs and Montgomery anytime touchdowns. Boom, plus 330.
It's interesting you say that because a text just came through. Daily Fantasy got me out of the season thing because of the instant gratification.
Do you know who does that a lot?
Cookies. Casa.
He drafted like 3,000 teams.
He has that league where I don't even know, like, how much does this cost you? Why, you know, I got 552 teams. Oh, okay.
He was making like spreadsheets and stuff. Like he was out of his mind.
How do you follow that many teams? I mean, Kenny, back in the day, I remember I think I was in three fantasy leagues and I was like, I'm never doing this again because you end up playing against yourself.
Correct.
But the daily thing, man, that's on him.
Sports betting is way more fun than fantasy. I love that all day. Someone says, Mike Rico, I still play in four fantasy football leagues and just added sports betting to my plate.
Once again, you end up, you know, I need my quarterback not do too well because I'm also playing against him. Now, you know, one thing I would love to do one day is just that survivor thing. That just seems fun, where you just pick a team and pray to God they win.
That's why I made that joke to you about Bengals and Browns. Every year, a presumed huge favorite gets aced out in week one, and half the people in that thing die.
I remember it was one year, it was the Niners-Bears, and the Bears won. It was a muddy game, and it was just like, wow. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, cut in half.
Done. David.
I still play in six leagues. Oh, it's all about bragging rights and trash talking. Yes, I do. Sports betting too now. That's Kevin from Ann Arbor. Huh? Six?
Yeah, man. Back in the day, I used to play in three leagues. But for me, it's just the one with my dad, and it's intentional. It's purposeful. Yeah. I've outgrown it where it's not. I don't know. It's just not anything.
It's like MSU football. You do it. No. You do it because of tradition,
Rico,
but you don't really enjoy it.
What did I say to you pre-show? Well, first of all,
you're going to be up there?
No, absolutely not. I'm going to be up
flipping
there.
The coin?
No, I'll be up there once because I have to do Uncle Mike duties. So I will do that because I like being an uncle. I'll go against my will. But my dad said to me Friday night, because he looked at me, he goes, you really don't love it anymore, do you? I go, nope. I said, I'm happy.
Are you in a strong like?
No.
Like?
No.
Just friends?
No, not even the friend zone. This is an outright pickup line rejection at the bar. Circa 2000.
So like work friends?
No.
Not even that?
No. Wow. I'm in a state of loathe.
Like MSU is basically the guy outside the grocery store holding a sign asking for money.
I actually like that guy better. Go to Steven 971. Steve, how you doing?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, hey, man.
So my wife hates this time of year because beginning of August, she always goes, how many leagues are you in this year? Well, I counted it up. I'm in eight right now. I'm in two dynasties, one keeper, and the rest are redrafts, and I'm a co-owner with my father-in-law in two leagues. And my league and my buddy's league, we play softball every Thursday in a softball league. So it's with a whole bunch of guys from high school and all that. It's how we stay close. And I don't know, it's bragging rights, I guess, and just like football knowledge, competitiveness. Like, oh, I know more than my buddy.
But you still enjoy it more than sports betting.
Yeah, but I do both. I enjoy it. And then not to promote another sports book or anything, but one of the green sports books is offering a $10 buy-in $1 million Survivor right now.
There you go, Rico. Your Survivor dream. You know what? Rico's going to get in that, and he's going to play the Powerball tonight. Okay. It's very exciting.
Well, I'm going to play the Powerball.
What's the Powerball up to?
$1.5 billion.
Plenty enough for me to demolish Spartan Stadium. I'm in. Are we playing this thing?
Yeah. Is that what you're going to do with your money?
I think so.
Just build an erector set? Just
No. I would just demolish the stadium.
And then where are they going to play?
Nowhere. I'd cut them a check to not have a program anymore.
I knew
anymore.
He was about to say that. Okay, but here's the funny thing, David. You know what this is going to say a week later? We don't even have a football team. We're a poverty program.
Mike, you destroyed the team.
You blew up the stadium.
And? Well, that's what you get for not scoring in the second half against Western.
You had Jonathan Smith's head mounted on your wall. There it is right there.
Yes. Let's go to Julian, 97.1. Jules, what's going on, buddy?
Gentlemen, bottom of the afternoon to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, hey. Sir.
So, Mike, it's interesting because I feel like I've yo-yoed with sports betting and fantasy in the sense that I've been a commissioner now for I don't know how long of a single league, and that's pretty time consuming. So I've only ever played one league in fantasy for as long as I can remember. And with sports betting, I mean, you know, you guys could do sports betting segments every day, all day, and I'd listen and call in every time because I love doing it. But I've noticed lately, not that I've soured on sports betting, but there's just so much of it. It's so in your face.
Yep.
I find that I do less of it. I very much still love to do NFL sports betting. I got into hockey a little bit and then soured on that. I got into baseball, soured on that. So now, for the first time ever this year, I'm in a second fantasy league. I probably do the least amount of sports betting that I've ever done since it was legalized. And I'm actually enjoying fantasy more now than I have in the past just by being in multiple leagues and having, you know, more moves to make, more people to chirp, so to speak. So yeah, I don't know if it's almost like an inverse effect of too much sports betting has pushed me more or back into fantasy more than I've been in the past.
No. It's a natural evolution. I mean, Julian, listen, it's just you get burnt out on -115, -120. There's no juice to it where you just bet a game and you what? Like, I mean, Jules, yeah. Like I my favorite is still playing the horses. I mean, is it a hard game? Yes. I'm not going to sit here and tell you you can make a living at it. But when you hit, you're really going to hit. And that's great. And it doesn't require hitting 17 things in a row like sports betting. So, Jules, no. I think you've sampled. Yeah. You've kind of soured on it. It's okay to say it. And the fantasy thing is just a more enjoyable way to play.
Yeah, Vegas, until Vegas caught up on the whole Gibbs, Montgomery, each to score a touchdown, parlay that together. It was big numbers to start off, but then they caught up to it.
Well, what they've done, and it's all sports books, they hurt you when things are correlated. So if you want Lions to win and cover plus a Gibbs touchdown plus something else, you're not getting the real odds for that.
Yeah.
You're not. And I mean, like I always say this, the other thing too is, a lot of the way it's priced out, the average guy is finding out in a hurry how hard it is to even stay alive. If the book is asking you for -125 and you're going, wait a second, it should be -110. So I get why someone like Julian has said, you know what, I'm actually enjoying over here more. Because it's been around for what, 6 years now? 5 years?
Yeah. No, I get it. Like I said, Gibbs, nobody knew who he was beginning of the year. So he was like plus 500 to score a touchdown.
Yeah, that's gone.
At the end of the year.
But see, that's a you and Cookies thing. Cookies loves that crap. And that's fine. It's a different way to play. You're good at it. Don't look at me. I'm still waiting for Aiden Childs to score the first touchdown.
I never promised.
Son of a.
I never
All right, that. Listen.
You know what? You didn't believe hard enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.